Daytime exterior of a wooded street. A father walks with his daughter hand in hand. Outside of Burton Preparatory School, Joe walks onto the stage almost hitting a child.
Slow down, Mr. Healy. This isn't the Indy 500.
Wardrobe crosses the stage.
Oh, you look wonderful. Thanks, Vicky Bell.
Joe continues on with her clipboard.
Oh, is that you? I almost didn't recognize you. Great costume.
One of the kids is dressed as a T-Rex.
Check. Ballerinas. Excellent formation, choir. Bravo.
The young boy races by.
Mr. Healy, I said slow down.
Knocking her clipboard to the ground. She bends down to pick it up. Without her glasses on, she has trouble focusing in the distance. She puts her glasses back on. An attractive gentleman shakes hands with one of the elderly teachers. Joe looks up, curious, sets down her clipboard and races towards the other teacher. She enters the hallway where the janitor sweeps the floor. She looks back behind her.
Hey, Carl, have you seen anyone go down this way?
The janitor looks up and down the hall and shakes his head.
Get a grip, Joe. You're just saying things.
She smiles politely as she passes the janitor. Harper stands in front of the bathroom mirror. Nyla and Tori stand in the hallway. They slowly approach the bathroom, Tori in a blue pantsuit. Harper exits the bathroom.
Harper?
She turns to face the girls.
Hi. Nyla, right? Mara's mom.
Yes. Oh, and this is Tori, her godmom. This is Harper, the school's PR specialist and organizer of everything in between. Nice to meet you.
They shake hands.
So is that the PR or the everything in between?
They glance awkwardly.
Are you okay?
Harper hesitates.
Right. Well, I guess everyone's gonna know soon enough. I just found out that my husband wants a separation. No biggie. I'm sure we'll work it out. Excuse me. I just need some fresh air.
You know what? Me too.
Nyla nods at Tori to join her. Tori follows close behind.
Bonsoir.
Joe turns.
Oh, bonsoir, Kareem.
I was meaning to bump into you.
Oh, why? Is the choir not ready yet?
Not as ready as they'll ever be. But there's a rumor, not that I give agency to faculty gossip, but sources are reliable that Principal Sharp's leaving end of the school year and you're getting promoted.
Joe what? Stops.
What? Really? Are you sure?
100% fact check.
That's incredible. I mean, me? In charge of all of this? Like a matriarch.
It's a huge achievement. I was thinking maybe we should celebrate.
Joe is a little surprised.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll call it a date.
They share an awkward moment of silence when Joe notices the girls.
I'm sorry, Mr. Roshan. Could we pick this up another time?
Yeah, of course. I'll see you after the concert.
Kareem smiles nicely as he walks past Joe.
Sorry to interrupt, VP Bell.
Nothing to interrupt. In fact, I'm not even sure what the protocol is on, you know. I can look into it if you want.
Oh, that's okay, Harper. I don't need PR on it.
Why aren't you guys in your seats? The show's about to start. Me and my husband are on a little bit of a break.
And, I haven't gotten emotional about Abdi's passing for months, but tonight...
Tori offers some support.
Well, my date bailed on me when he found out I'm adopting a baby girl.
What?
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Well, other than the baby news, it doesn't seem like any of us are having a particularly great night.
Except, look at the four of us. Confiding and kind of dishing on...
our love lives? Or lack of it.
It did feel really good to just let all that out.
And it's all in the vault. Even your faculty affair.
No affair.
Love club. A picture?
The school photographer approaches from behind. The girls are confused. And they notice
ladies.
The board. Love club.
Why not? I mean, this love club could actually be fun.
The girls glance at each other.
Okay.
Harper and Nyla join to make a line. Chorus Studio presents...
Smile!
The photographer snaps the shot. A Nikki Ray Media Agency production. A still photo of the girls lined up. The love club moms. Joe. Rebecca Dalton. Corey Sevier, Janelle Williams, Mezzanine Contractor, Ashley Newborough. Everyone belongs at Burton Preparatory School. Joe patrols the hallway.
Chop, chop, let's not be tardy in our first week of school. Lucas, hats off.
6 months later, Joe kicks up the soccer ball.
Rules haven't changed. No balls in the halls.
The children look on in disapproval.
Good morning, Principal Bell.
Good morning. Could you see the Beckett's back to the gym, thank you?
Certainly.
She tosses the ball to the secretary. Principal Joelle Bell.
Is it official?
Kareem steps into her doorway.
Now that we have matching cups.
Where did you get that?
I actually just picked it up at the checkout.
Oh, well, I guess we both have similar taste.
Their travel mugs match.
You know, that is the second time this week the new boy Simon has been sent to the office. Is he in your French class?
Yeah, he is, but not much of a participator, though. Mm.
Joe looks on, concerned.
Oh, thank you to go. But I'll see you tonight.
Yes.
They kiss each other on the cheeks.
Au revoir.
Ça se voit.
Kareem exits the office. Joe looks at Simon sitting on the chair. She's concerned. She picks up the phone on her desk. The secretary answers.
Hi.
Could we arrange for Simon's parents to come in? I think we need to have a little chat. Thank you.
Joe hangs up. Simon sits across from the secretary. Nighttime exterior of Joe's house.
Are you ready for the tiebreaker?
Yeah.
They sit at the dining room table. Joe draws a card.
Which was the first NASCAR car to break the 200-mile-per-hour barrier?
Kareem wears a gray vest over his white shirt.
Okay, this is a tricky one.
He wears a 5 o'clock shadow.
Okay, I'm going to have to say the Ford Mustang.
Wrong.
What?
It was a blue 1969 Dodge Charger Daytona that was purposely designed to beat the competition in NASCAR racing.
Touché.
Joe looks on smugly.
Good game.
Good game.
I didn't know you knew so much about cars.
I know a little bit.
Then maybe I should bend your ear, because I think it's time to retire the old Benz.
Oh, no. I loved Betty.
I know. It's just...
Kareem shakes his head.
The end of an era. Speaking of, I...
He gets up from the table.
Got you a little something to commemorate our... 6-month dating anniversary.
Kareem places the present on the table.
This is... very thoughtful of you.
Joe carefully opens the box. Mm. It's filled with brown tissue paper.
I love it.
Joelle Bell, principal.
I thought your placard should impress as much as you will.
I hope so.
Oh, I have no doubts. And who knows, maybe by next year we'll be celebrating a different kind of anniversary.
Joe is a little nervous.
What do you say? Another game?
Actually, no, it's been a long week. Would you be all right if we called it a night?
Of course not. I'll just attempt to reclaim the throne next Friday.
Joe nods and smiles. Kareem gets up. They kiss.
À demain.
Bonne nuit.
Kareem turns and exits. Joe watches on, concerned. She sits back down at the table and puts the trivia cards back into the box. She pauses. Looks down and grabs her phone.
Ladies, I have officially concluded that Professor Bejean's hypothesis must be right.
She pauses and grabs a green apple from the fruit bowl. She takes a bite. Tori sips her coffee as she FaceTimes with Finn and Alice.
Bye, Mom.
Okay, bye.
She puts the phone down and goes back to her laptop.
He concluded that as we age, we process visual information slower.
Tori reads the text.
Which makes time seem to go by so much faster.
She puts her phone down and closes her laptop. Nyla flips through sketches of fashion designs. She picks up her phone.
Because honestly, how are Kareem and I already celebrating 6 months of dating? Which poses another question.
Nyla reflects.
I love you too. Okay, have fun at your dad's. Bye.
Harper puts clothes into a small hamper.
Why do benchmarks always prompt a need to change things when things are just fine? I could get into it here, but I think it's better if we discuss over lunch. Stand by for a day and time.
Joe looks over a menu.
So to my point, because our 6-month dating anniversary is coming up, I think Kareem wants to take things to another level.
And that's a problem.
Well, I don't know. Is it? I mean, we're obviously well-suited.
Like two peas in a pod. So then what are you asking us?
Okay, absolutely. Great. I'm so sorry. It is Fashion Week and I have to bye-bye-bye.
Wait, don't forget dance committee.
Right. Yes.
Look, I just want to make sure that if Kareem does pop the question, that I'm making the right choice. So maybe I make a list, like Tori's, and weigh Kareem's pros and cons.
Well, except Tori ended up with Finn, and he was never on her list.
You should hire a cute secretary. I mean, it worked so well when you guys hired Finn.
No, but I already have a secretary. But I'm not looking for anybody else.
Joe, why don't you just ask him what his intentions are? Because you might be in a tizzy for no reason. It's like Lance. I just found out that he signed a lease on a condo. I just asked him, what does this mean? He said it's so the kids have more stability. In other words, it doesn't mean that we're not still going to work things out.
The girls look at each other in an awkward silence.
Right, well, I think I'm just going to stay collected and not let my emotions get in the way, because that is when you make bad decisions.
Except, I don't understand how not addressing your emotions helps here. Or ever, really.
Sounds like a plan to me. Are you guys ready to order? I meet with a new author in 30 minutes. Excuse me, waiter. Hi. We're ready.
Interior of the school. Notices for the book fair and book market.
Hey, just the lady I've been looking for.
Oh, hi, Kareem. I'm so sorry. You know what? I'm in a bit of a hurry. I'm meeting with the dance committee. I'll see you later.
Okay.
I think Laura would like it if I chaperoned the dance.
Not if you're gonna be a helicopter, Mom.
I don't helicopter.
Okay, keep walking quickly, please. Oh, quickly.
Bonjour, monsieur.
The girls carry in boxes of lavender-colored decorations.
Because you need to spend time together to get a vibe about how you're feeling.
I know, and I'll get a vibe or whatever on our game night.
They put the boxes on a desk.
Principal Bell?
Joe turns.
Simon's father is here.
Oh, okay, I will see him in my...
Joe stops. The mystery man from earlier turns.
Joe, I don't believe it.
Ryan, what a surprise.
Yeah, this is the surprise. You look so, scholarly.
Joe is self-conscious.
And you look, like you, the same.
He puts on a smoldering look.
That a compliment?
Let's discuss this in my office, shall we?
Joe nods and leads the way to her office.
Talk about a vibe. Who is that?
She closes the door behind her.
But I need to know.
The girls move closer to peer into Joe's office.
Coffee or water?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Okay.
Joe pours a water for herself.
Oh, Simon is your son.
Yes, he is. Yeah, well, we just moved back. I moved back. Simon's never lived in Bruton Park before, so. Yeah, I came out last year, checked out the school, and I talked to the principal, who was not you.
I was just VP back then.
Ah, well.
Ryan picks up the placard.
Congratulations are in order.
He sets it back down.
Thank you.
Joe straightens it up.
So, Simon's mother, will she be joining us, or...?
No, she works overseas. She's an exec for Hearst Hotels, so it's just me. Single dad, occasional buddy, on the game in town.
Okay, well, should we get talking about Simon, then?
Before we get into the whole Simon thing, can we just take a moment to acknowledge this? I mean, this is crazy, right? I mean, how long has it been since we've seen each other? What, 10, 15 years?
It's been a few, yes.
And now you are an actual principal. I mean, you look the part, but it's just, it's kind of strange, no?
I'm sorry, what's so hard to believe here?
Seriously? How many times did we find ourselves in this exact hot seat? And you, we didn't exactly embrace authority, you even less so than me.
Well, clearly, I found an appreciation.
Yeah, that or maybe an inside track on the troublemakers.
Could we please just stick to the point?
Joe firmly motions towards the chair.
Yes. Sorry.
Ryan takes a seat.
Don't do that.
Saluting Joe.
Do what?
This is serious. Your son has been sent to the office not once, but twice since he got here. A week ago.
Look, I wouldn't call mimicking the teacher a code red,
but... I see what's going on here. You're just gonna blow off your son's behavior.
No, I'm not. But is it possible that
which
you could
exactly
be taking this whole new position just a little bit too seriously? Because the rumor is the new principal is a bit of a hard ass.
I'm okay with that because I'm just doing my job.
And I'm Simon's father, and I know he is not a troublemaker.
Oh, says you, the only game in his life.
You don't even know us.
I'm trying to, but you're not taking this seriously, which tells me that you haven't changed.
You know what? Forget it. I'm gonna deal with this. As a father, I'll talk to my son myself.
Please do.
Will do.
Good.
Ryan storms out of the office.
Ugh.
The girls pretend they weren't eavesdropping with the secretary. Joe exits her office.
I know you're not going to give it up, so before you ask, that was my ex-husband.
She storms back into her office. Daytime exterior of Joe's house.
How did we not know this? How did I not know this? I know everything that goes on at that school.
Maybe it was a tough time for Joe, so she kept it to herself.
Well, Joe likes to be right, and clearly Ryan was Mr. Wrong.
Tori sits, wine in hand.
Oh, I was right. This generic rinsing aid clearly doesn't work very well. Look at these spots.
Joe, just so you know, we completely understand if you don't want to share.
Or if you do, we are the love club, so it stays in the vault. But no shame in having an ex, babe. I mean, I have, well, lots.
Tori and Harper smile.
Well, I really didn't want to revisit it, but seeing as Simon goes to my school now, it's going to be hard to compartmentalize, so...
Joe tosses a salad.
Here it is. Way back in high school, Ryan and I were a thing. And me, being younger and not as level-headed as I am now, decided to marry him.
The girls sit around the island. They look at each other.
In high school?
Summer after final year.
Wow. I love the spontaneity of it all.
Hang on. You're saying you just went out and got married? Like, got a license or...
Yep. And then we came to our senses and had it annulled a week later.
She hands the salad to Nyla.
I'm sorry. I'm just spinning a little bit here because it's not like you. You're so...
Uptight?
Hey.
Sorry.
Just because I like to cross my T's and dot my I's doesn't mean I'm uptight. Because if you don't, then you end up doing something dumb like getting married at 18.
Joe sips her wine.
Well, I think it's a wonderful story.
And juicy. Don't worry, I won't say anything.
Can I get a visual on this, Ryan? Do you have like a picture or something?
No, sorry, I don't have anything.
Joe turns away.
Trust me, he's cute. Then maybe a walk down memory lane is in order.
Absolutely not. All I'll be doing is my job as principal. And if Ryan doesn't want to set boundaries with his son, then it's up to me to make sure that Simon knows how to play by the rules. And trust me, it's for his own good.
Joe tosses food into a bowl. Exterior of Ryan's house. Unpacked boxes lie on the floor. Photos of the family.
I remember we talked about this move being a fresh start.
Ryan and Simon sit together at the island.
Oh, I'm at a new job. You're at a new school. What do you say? Can you work with me on this?
Simon looks to his dad.
Did Mom call?
No. But you know the time difference in London. It's...
Can I be excused from the table?
Sure.
Simon leaves his bowl, turns, and gets up from the table. He exits through the back door, a soccer ball in his hands. Ryan cleans up the dishes. He walks around the island and places them in the sink. He notices Simon in the backyard. He's keeping the soccer ball afloat between his head and his feet. He bounces it off his knees. Ryan looks down and returns to his kitchen duties. Daytime exterior, Burton Preparatory School. Nyla grabs books from her trunk.
I am so fascinated with this other side of Joe. I mean, what if she stayed married to Ryan? Would she still be principal? Would they have kids? Does it upset her they have kids with someone else?
We can ask her all that right after we donate Linton's overstock to the library. Oh, or right now.
Tori notices Joe approaching.
Wait. That's Ryan. That's Ryan. Go.
They duck and hide behind the car. Ryan runs up behind Joe.
1 week worth of detention, huh? That's your solution?
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you like to talk about your son now? Because he was back in the office today.
Oh, yeah. That's clearly where you want him. Can you cut the kid some slack? He's starting a new school.
I am trying to teach him that his actions have consequences.
Oh, yeah? And how did that work out for you?
We are not talking about me.
Oh, aren't we? Because this disciplinary wisdom must have come from somewhere. So please, enlighten me. Give me one example of how that method worked for you.
I don't have to prove myself.
I'm not asking you to prove yourself. I'm asking you to give me one example of how those countless hours of detention that we put in together ever made a difference.
Obviously, it didn't, because I married you.
Ryan shows restraint.
Which was a very tough lesson. And maybe if I had had more detention or guidance or whatever, I wouldn't have been so foolish.
Joe turns and storms off. Ryan turns and walks away. Joe gets in her car. The girls emerge from hiding.
Well,
Now I can see why she avoids her emotions, because all that crushed her.
Except the flame still burns.
Tori and Nyla share a look.
Come on, I have an idea.
Tori closes the open hatch.
Oh, Tori.
They both enter the white SUV. Harper walks down the city street, her hair tied back. She's acting suspicious. She enters Tori's SUV.
Okay.
Tori scopes the area wearing her sunglasses and rolls up the window.
Here's the list. Although I'm still unclear how this helps Joe in her decision about Kareem.
We just want her to face her past and work through her emotions that she thinks are in the way, because they are.
Emotions for Ryan or Kareem?
Nyla nods, questioning.
My money's on Ryan.
Okay, wait, hang on.
Yes, Ryan here.
Hello, Mr. Jones. This is Miss Beasley, the school secretary.
I'm calling because the principal would like a meeting with you tomorrow regarding your son.
Ryan works on bicycles.
She would, huh?
They're upside down in front of his garage.
Sure. What time?
She'll meet you in her office at 9 a.m. Have a lovely evening.
Ryan ends the call and puts the phone in his back pocket. Tori smiles and removes her glasses.
I just love role playing.
Okay, I'm still not so comfy with this, because I actually think that Joe and Kareem are perfect for one another.
But which Joe? The Joe we know? But the Joe got married at 18.
Harper looks around in disbelief. School interior, a boy with a receptionist.
Principal Bell, Lucas here was wondering if you'd signed up for the dunk tank at the fun fair.
I don't think that would be appropriate.
Come on, Principal Bell. It'll be fun.
Not for me.
Aww.
Joe walks to her office. The boys leave the area. Joe enters her office.
Ryan.
Where Ryan awaits.
Can I help you with something?
You wanted to meet about Simon?
Did I? I don't
Look, you know, I didn't come here to argue with you, okay?
Ryan takes a seat in the chair.
I know Simon's been acting out. And it's just, this new job that his mom's taken has really thrown him for a loop.
Joe takes a seat on the edge of her desk.
I mean, I get that she's doing it to provide, but all he gets is his mom's not there. And then she says she's going to call, and work gets in the way, and it's not ideal. Anyway, so the move, the new school, it's all supposed to be so Simon can have a fresh start, you know? And clearly it's not helping.
I'm sorry.
Joe removes her glasses.
I didn't know, but if you had said something...
I know. I guess I didn't want to admit that Simon's been having problems because I thought you might judge me. Which you did.
I might have had a knee-jerk reaction.
I guess some things haven't changed.
Ryan smiles slightly.
So, when did you and Haley split?
We actually never got married. Simon was a bit of a surprise, so when she started traveling, things just naturally fell apart.
Joe nods in agreement.
What about you? Any skeletons in your closet?
Just you.
Right.
I should get back to work, but I will do everything I can to support Simon.
Thank you, Joe.
Ryan gets up from the chair and leaves the office.
Oh, and by the way, if you let the kids dunk you, make you principal of the year.
Ryan smiles and turns. Joe smiles, then expresses deep concern. Nighttime exterior, Joe's house.
You know, this is nice. You and I playing games, not the kind that make you crazy, no thank you. Because you and I are on the same page. You know, no arguments or getting heated. Although, that pizza you brought, ooh, that packed a lot of heat.
Yeah, I thought I'd try something a little different. Spice things up a bit.
See, I like that.
Kareem grabs the cup of dice.
You ready? Yahtzee! Think you can beat that?
Well, we both know I can't beat a Yahtzee. The best I can do is
roll the same, but the chances of that happening.
She rolls the die.
Oh.
There's a ring amongst them. Kareem looks deep into her eyes.
You were saying?
Joe picks the ring up off the table. She has a closer look and smiles, confused. Daytime exterior, Radius Restaurant.
I knew this would happen.
Joe places her fork back in her bowl.
What did you say?
That I had to think about it, of course.
Wow. What every man wants to hear.
Oh, no, Kareem. Understood that this is a decision that takes careful consideration.
Tori shrugs.
I'd be considering if you have any of that fire you and Ryan have.
There's no fire. Ryan just knows how to boil my blood, but I have that under control. In fact, he came by to see me, and we're good.
Really?
Tori gives a shifty look.
That's good, you're good. Now you can put the past behind you.
Joe nods. Nyla is not convinced.
Or not.
No. No, 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 that is not happening. Proposing to Ryan is the last time I ever go there.
Nyla spits out her water.
You proposed.
Who are you?
Not that person. Not anymore, which is why this time I am going to think thoughtfully about Kareem's proposal. And the only thing Ryan and I will be doing together is helping Simon.
Joe dabs her face.
Now, would you guys hurry up, please? I really have to get back to the school. Waiter, check, please.
The girls begin to eat their lunch rapidly. A group of children do soccer drills.
But I thought I had detention.
They run through pylons.
I have a different idea.
And take shots on the coach playing goalie.
Hey, coach, that's my son's ball. Come on.
Joe stands with a soccer ball in hand.
There you go. Go give it a shot.
She hands it over to Simon. Ryan approaches Joe from behind. Harper watches on from downfield.
Hey. What happened to detention?
Well, I thought about it, and I concluded that Simon might make more of an effort if you were involved in a school sport. Plus, team acceptance is built on behavior.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Ryan stops and smiles at Joe.
Thanks.
Just doing my job.
Joe nods.
He's pretty good at it.
Oh, yeah. He's passionate. It's like you were. Remember? You always said you wanted to coach, help kids out and all that.
Well, I'm still doing that, just in a different position. What about you? In your race car dreams?
Well, you didn't hear? I won the Indy 500 last year.
Joe, being gullible, falls for it, then realizes.
Yeah, I'm not driving cars, but I am selling them as a broker, which is fine by me because when Simon came along, it's a kind of shift in my priorities. I'm just trying to be the best father I can. But you know I always wanted to be a dad. And you a mom. Oh! Speaking of, you still got the moves? The bell bend?
No, I don't think so.
Really? No, I'm sure those skills don't just go away. Come on. Give a shot.
No.
He kicks the ball to Joe. She stops it immediately.
I'm not playing games with you, Ryan.
She stares at him seriously and turns and walks away. Harper grabs her phone and makes a call. She looks back over at Ryan. He kicks the ball back onto the pitch.
Hey, Tor, it's me. If I get Ryan alone, do you think you can get Joe over there? I think I might know why she hasn't said yes to Kareem yet.
Daytime exterior of a wooded street. Exterior of Ryan's home. The garage door opens. Ryan carries his car washing gear. He places them on the driveway and turns on the hose. He fills the bucket. He looks down the street. Tori's SUV.
I'm so flattered. You want my opinion for your new book jacket. You know, I know Nyla's the creative one, but, you know, I think I have an eye.
Tori and Joe pull up.
What are we doing here? I thought we were going to your place.
Tori puts the car in park.
Oh, no.
Joe sees Ryan.
Listen. We all just think you've got some feelings you need to sort through, okay? And not just about Kareem.
I told you there's nothing to sort out with...
Ryan exits the garage and removes his brown shirt. Joe rolls down the window for a clearer look. He tosses his T-shirt over the open hood of his orange 70s muscle car.
You were saying?
Joe is speechless.
Okay, fine. There might be a few things that I need to deal with.
Tori nods.
Yeah, I'd say.
Joe bites her lip.
Come on. We're already here. I'm here. I'll be waiting. I'll be watching. You're having a great hair day.
Okay, fine.
Joe undoes her seatbelt.
Atta girl.
And she exits the vehicle.
Talk loud so I can hear. You look really pretty.
She closes the door behind her and straightens her hair and dress. Ryan hoses down the floor mats. Joe approaches quietly from behind.
Ryan!
He turns and sprays down Joe.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
No. Hold on, just give me a second here.
He grabs a blue chamois from the bucket.
Thank you.
And hands it to Joe, who wipes herself off.
So, what brings you by? Welcome us to the neighborhood? Or?
No. I was just coming to see how you're doing. How we're doing. I mean, we. You know, it looks like you're burning. Maybe you should put your shirt on.
Ryan looks confused.
Sure.
Joe continues to pat the chamois on her dress. Ryan slips his shirt back on and closes the hood of his car.
Better?
Yes.
Joe peers further into the garage, surprised.
Hang on, is that...
She sees the car and walks directly towards it.
One and the same.
It's an orange convertible Dodge Challenger.
I'm doing a little detail work on her while I'm waiting for a part. Once I fix the alternator...
Joe brushes her hand alongside it.
She's gonna be back on the road.
She reminisces.
Well, she's beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
They share a look from across the car. Ryan grabs his phone from his back pocket.
It's Haley. Gotta take this, sorry.
Sure.
Joe nods.
Hey.
She opens the door to the car.
Why is that so important?
And she peers inside.
Right, yeah. It's always out of your control. Yeah, I'll just break it to him like always.
She looks at Ryan in the rearview mirror. Ryan ends the call. Joe closes the door to the car.
Is everything okay?
No, she told Simon that she was going to call him, and now she's hung up at some convention. I mean, seriously, why can't people just follow through on what they say?
Joe is confused.
I'm sorry. Are you including me in that?
Ryan glances around the garage.
You did bail on our marriage, so...
Well, I didn't bail, you did.
What are you talking about? You started the annulment without even telling me.
After you wouldn't take my calls.
After you walked away and then refused to come back and talk about it.
Whoa, pump the brakes on that, because I told you I wasn't ready. And then when I tried to call you, you ghosted me.
Because you left me completely hung out to dry, Joe.
So what, because I wasn't ready, you just bail?
You bail first!
Because you were being such a jerk!
She body bumps the car door.
You know what? Forget it. I said after Haley I was done, and right now, I'm really done.
Well, good, because I'm done with you. So thank you. This visit has been very enlightening.
Yeah? Well, for the record, I was done first.
Ugh.
Joe storms off. Ryan kicks the tire of his car. Joe enters Tori's SUV.
So, how'd it go?
I'll tell you, that just made it abundantly clear that I have nothing to sort out with him. Because I don't need to feel this way. How I want to feel is the way I feel with Kareem, which is calm, clear-eyed, and content. In fact...
Joe reaches into her purse and grabs her phone.
Wait, what are you doing?
She makes a quick call.
Hi, Kareem. Hi. Yeah, you know what? I have thought about it, and my answer is yes. Yeah!
Tori laughs nervously. White flowers adorn the exterior of Joe's home.
We need to be supportive of her, okay?
Joe and Tori enter.
I'm engaged!
Nyla and Harper look at each other, shocked.
That's great! I guess you figured out that you and Kareem are the perfect couple.
You know what, Harper? Yes.
So thank you. Thank all of you for your little plan to get me and Ryan to talk, because it just reminded me that Ryan and I shouldn't be together, and that Kareem is exactly who I should be with.
Hi, how are you?
Because you love him. I knew you were going to ask me that. And yes, of course, because he's everything Ryan's not.
Nyla looks at Harper, concerned. Joe grabs her phone.
It's my fiancé. Kareem, hi. Yes, it's always a good time for you.
I'm sorry, but I just don't believe that she's acting from her heart.
Look, it's already done. Plus, we did get her and Ryan to talk it out.
More like fight it out.
Well, maybe that's it.
Tori finishes the wine.
We remind her of all the good times she and Ryan had. Like, before Abdi passed, we recreated all our happiest moments. Our first date, our favorite getaway.
Nyla and Harper smile warmly.
Okay, fine. That is adorable. Mm-hmm. But I can't be a homewrecker or an engagement wrecker or whatever.
Oh, of course not. We're just making sure that she's not marrying Kareem for the wrong reasons.
Exactly. Now, let's search for clues for this memory lane.
Tori walks around the island.
How much do you want to bet that she does have photos and they're in missing album number 2?
But where would they be?
The fireplace?
Oh, that's too dramatic for her.
For which Joe?
Nyla nods in agreement.
Will you keep watch?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do the bird signal?
No. Do the cat thing.
Okay, we're going to check upstairs.
Tori and Nyla sneakily head upstairs. Nyla looks back in a double check. Tori enters the hallway, wine glass in hand. She opens a closet.
Whoa.
It's disorganized and jam-packed.
I knew it.
Tori digs amongst the clothes, revealing volume 2.
And there it is.
Tucked away just like her emotions.
It's her and Ryan's wedding album.
Oh, look how happy they were.
Joe wears a short white wedding dress.
Spring fling dance.
Huh. Cute, that's not gonna help us.
Actually, it's exactly what we're looking for.
Tori pulls out a string of pearls. Another item falls to the ground.
Think she vacuums in these?
The girls turn in surprise. They hastily stuff the items back in the closet. The disco ball spins at the interior of the school dance.
Joe, that dress looks absolutely beautiful on you.
Oh, thank you. Nyla insisted I wear, but I'm not sure how appropriate it is.
It's perfect.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Joe is wearing a modern copy of her wedding dress.
Okay, let's organize this.
Nyla enters with Ryan. He stops to look at Joe, but then looks away.
Oh. Hello. chaperone, reporting for duty.
You are the chaperone.
I am, yeah. Nyla here thought it would be a good idea.
Joe looks at Nyla.
She did. Did she?
Nyla laughs nervously.
I have to. We have to. We need to go and do that
fun fair.
Yes.
Prep for the fun fair.
Yep.
Always on to the next event around here.
Joe smiles, then gives Nyla a burning look. Brian steps closer to the ticket desk.
So, the dunk tank still a hard no?
Joe takes a ticket from the student. He places it in the box.
Oh, yeah, the cold shoulder. I remember it well.
Oh, well, you were the one who wants nothing to do with me, so.
Right. And I'm sorry about
Joe that. Is surprised with the apology.
Haley gets me a little fired up when she makes work take precedent over Simon, so.
She looks at Ryan, genuinely concerned.
Fair enough. Except, for the record, you ghosted me first.
Agree to disagree.
So, how did Simon take the news?
Same way he always does.
I'm sorry.
It's just a struggle to get him here, to be honest. Doesn't look like he's having any fun either.
Simon stands alone.
You know, maybe he could have seen us back in the day, busting our moves at the spring fling.
Joe smiles slightly.
You remember?
I do. Could you man the table for a second?
Joe hands the tickets to Ryan. Joe turns and walks away as Ryan looks on. Joe slowly walks over to Simon. She bends down and whispers in his ear. The girls are at the punch table watching on. Joe takes Simon's hand, and they begin to dance. The girls smile and laugh. Simon wears a beige suit and a black shirt. Ryan watches on with a huge smile. Joe spins Simon around. They spin around together. The young girls all look on in surprise. They begin to flood the dance floor to dance with Simon as well. It fills with children surrounding Simon. He begins high-fiving the boys. Nyla wipes a small tear from her eye. Ryan looks on, his heart warmed. Joe walks back over to Ryan.
It's great. Thank you. Now the kids think he's a star because he's dancing with the principal.
Oh, it was for a good cause. Look, now he's having fun.
Yeah, he is. Nice to see you still have some moves.
I know a few.
Like this one?
Ryan spins Joe around and pulls her back in. Joe pulls away.
Sorry, I don't think that's appropriate being principal. You know.
Right.
Here's my bride-to-be.
Kareem enters.
Kareem, hi.
Hi.
Ryan, this is Kareem, my fiance. And Kareem, this is Ryan, an old friend.
Fiance? Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, the ring is just in getting sized.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Kareem extends his hand.
Yeah, sure.
Ryan shakes.
Hey, I'm just going to go check on the...
Yeah.
The girls are concerned.
Well, that was some unfortunate timing.
Ryan slowly walks through the crowd of kids on the dance floor.
Yes, it's...
Who's that?
Kareem points to Ryan.
It's Harper, right?
Yeah.
You want to dance?
Ryan extends his hand. He pulls Harper onto the dance floor. Kareem and Joe watch on. Ryan dips Harper.
Wow. Got some moves?
Joe looks on in disbelief. Harper smiles and laughs. She looks at Joe and shrugs.
Those are my moves.
Kareem looks at Joe, confused. Ryan spins Harper again and pulls her in close. Nighttime exterior of Ryan's house. There's a thunderstorm. Simon.
Did you see me dancing with my soccer team? They couldn't believe it got Principal Bell to dance.
Ryan takes the glass of water from Simon.
I couldn't believe it either.
And places it on the end table.
You know, it's actually pretty cool. Kind of like a mom. Tough, but I think she cares.
Ryan nods slightly in agreement. They play rock, paper, scissors. Simon wins.
Every time.
Good night, Dad.
Night, bud.
Ryan gets up from the bed and turns the light off before exiting. Ryan enters the garage. He turns on the light. He walks over to a large wooden shelf and pulls down a cardboard box filled with memorabilia. A soccer ball scrunchie. Photos of classic cars. Their wedding photos. He smiles warmly, reminiscing. He continues flipping through the pictures. He places them back in the box. He tucks a few items away and slides something into his pocket. Daytime exterior, City Hall. Tall white columns accent the glass facade. The girls enter the main glass foyer. The walls are covered in circular white panels.
You two didn't have to come with me. Getting your marriage license is a big deal. And plus, I want to hear more about this dance.
There's nothing to hear.
Exactly. So it didn't bother you seeing Ryan with another woman?
I am not another woman.
Okay.
Joe turns.
What is all this support really about? We just want to make sure that you're sure. Because Tori's right. What you're about to do is a big deal. So if you're not, it's totally okay. No, it isn't. Because not thinking things through is not me. That is the old Joe.
Old Joe, new Joe. Still you, babe.
No. The old Joe is not me. Not anymore. Which is why I know that Kareem is the one for me.
Joe turns and walks away. Tori and Harper are unconvinced. Tori throws her hands up.
Next.
Joe walks towards the reception desk.
Joelle Bell, I'm here to pick up a marriage license to Kareem Roshan.
The receptionist begins looking up the information.
Sorry, we can't issue you a license today.
But I triple-checked the application.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. The problem is you're already married. To Ryan Jones.
Tori smirks and covers her mouth. She giggles.
Oh.
Joe adjusts her glasses and smiles awkwardly. Ryan cleans up the engine compartment in his old Dodge. He wears a white t-shirt and blue jeans. Joe arrives in her white Mini Cooper. She approaches from behind.
Did you know that we're still married?
What?
Did you know that we're still married?
Ryan stops and turns.
Seriously?
The woman at City Hall was very serious.
He closes the hood.
Well, I guess it's a good thing that Haley and I never got married.
He shuts the car off.
This isn't a joke, Ryan.
Oh, of course not.
He tosses the rag down.
You're engaged, right?
Well, yeah, and I've been running around like an unmarried woman, ticking that box that declares me single. Like on my taxes. Oh my gosh, my taxes. I've been lying to the government. What's going to happen? Am I going to get audited?
Ryan walks over.
This is bad. This is really, really bad.
Relax, relax. You are not going to get audited.
How do you know?
I don't.
Joe throws her hands to her face.
There's something I gotta tell you.
I knew this was a bad idea. I knew marrying you was a bad idea. It was a bad idea then, and it's still a bad idea.
You know what? Okay. Let's go. Someone's got practice. Let's go.
Joe leans against the car, silent.
Okay, yeah. We'll just go to City Hall, and we'll fix it. I just need to go home and get some more ID.
Ryan opens the passenger door.
We're taking the Challenger?
It's faster than your puddle jumper.
Joe excitedly jumps in the passenger seat. Ryan closes the door and smiles. The Challenger slows down on a rural road, top down.
What are we doing at our old high school?
You'll see.
He pulls into the high school parking lot and stops. Joe looks around, confused.
What?
No way. Check it out. They never fixed the light.
Exterior lighting on the brick wall.
You remember when you broke it?
Of course. It was after my parents had a fight. At my graduation.
That's what you need to be doing right now. Venting like you did back then.
And what I need is to not be married.
Really? So there's nothing else bothering you, huh? Nothing to do with this surprise fiancé? Which, by the way, how do you take it? For me, I'd be a little ticked to find out that my future wife is already married.
Oh, Wait,
you did tell him, right? You're planning on marrying this guy, aren't you?
Yeah, of course I told him. And yeah, he was super ticked. He was all like, you're my wife. I mean, I will be, not yours.
A white pickup truck pulls up in front of the school.
Well, you're not his yet.
Hang on, are you jealous?
What? I'm not jealous of Carl.
Kareem!
Whatever.
Ryan steps out of the car.
Where are you going?
Come on.
Ryan begins to jog towards the truck. Joe exits the car.
Hang on. No.
They run hand in hand. The soccer ball scrunchie hangs from the rearview mirror.
But it's under renovation. We shouldn't be here on a PA day.
Doesn't your principal title give you admission?
Ryan walks off. Joe looks around the hallway. She inspects the banners that hang from the wall.
Can't believe it.
Soccer champions.
The year we won.
Joelle Bell.
They still have it up.
Ryan joins her with a soccer ball in his hand.
Remember how we celebrated.
He smiles at Joe. Lights begin to turn on at the end of the hallway. Ryan grabs Joe's hand and tucks her behind the wall. A construction worker wearing a hard hat walks down the hallway. Ryan and Joe are uncomfortably close. She looks up at him, looks towards the construction worker, smiles.
I think the coast is clear.
Ryan steps back out into the hallway. Joe quickly follows, running behind him.
So how long after we were supposedly annulled did you and Haley get together?
They walk onto the field.
Enough for a while.
Ryan shuffles the ball.
Just kind of sorting things out.
I'm sorry. The situation isn't ideal.
Me too. Look, I know Haley loves Simon, and she's just doing what's best for her career, but when he gets hurt and disappointed, it just kind of winds me up. Okay.
He puts the ball down.
Time to vent.
You know what? I think you need it.
No, I'm good.
Oh, come on. It'll feel great.
Joe points towards the net.
All right.
Ryan kicks the ball into the fence.
Come on.
What?
Joe retrieves it.
I think that you can hit a little bit harder than that.
She tosses the ball to Ryan.
All right.
He sets it on the ground.
Watch this.
He exerts more effort.
There you go.
And kicks the ball up into his hands.
Feel good?
It felt surprisingly good. All right, it's your turn.
I don't need it.
Oh, come on. For old time's sake.
He steps closer to Joe, his arm extended with the ball in hand.
Okay.
Joe takes it. She drops it on the ground and backs up. The ball knocks out what remains of the damaged light from years ago.
I guess I'm a little rusty.
Let's get out of here before the contractor comes.
Ryan grabs her hand and they run off towards the car.
Oh, no!
Don't go! He's...
The contractor comes out of the school. They jump into the orange Challenger. Ryan races up the parking lot past the construction worker.
See ya!
Joe looks back and laughs. Joe reaches down and turns up the radio. They race along the urban road, fields of green grass beside them. Joe lets her hair down to blow in the wind. She takes a deep breath in and smiles at Ryan. She puts on her sunglasses. Ryan can't keep his eyes off of her. They drive off down the road as the sun sets in the distance.
Does this situation call for red or white?
Well, I don't know what you drink when you find out you're married when you thought you weren't.
Girls lay out wine on the table.
Well, if it were me, that'd be one thing. But for Joe, definitely rosé.
Tori hands Harper the wine.
Does Ryan drive a Challenger?
Tori opens the curtain further.
He's getting hotter by the minute.
Ryan reaches over and takes his sunglasses back from Joe.
Well, Miss Bell, you still have a powerful shot, albeit a little bit inaccurate.
Thanks. But I'm still going to call them to fix it as soon as I get my ID to fix all this.
Right.
I'll just go grab it.
Joe exits the vehicle. She smiles at Ryan and puts her purse over her shoulder. She approaches the front door and the girls take cover. Joe enters the front door.
Oh, hi. I'm just getting my ID and then I'll be right back.
Oh, does that mean you're taking care of it then?
I hope so.
A white Mercedes pulls up out front.
Hey, isn't that Kareem?
What? Oh, no.
Joe runs off, terrified. Tori grabs snacks off the table. Oh. Kareem exits his white Mercedes. Ryan walks over to greet Kareem.
Kareem, right?
Bonjour. Ryan, good to see you.
Hey.
Oh, it's
very gentlemanly of you, given the mix-up. I'm sorry if that...
Kareem! Hello. What a surprise. Why don't you head inside and grab a glass with the girls? I'm just wrapping something up.
Did you see that? She let her hair down.
Oh, I just want to hear. I can't hear anything.
I can't either.
The girls look at each other and smile devilishly.
Actually, I just popped by to see if you wanted to take one last cruise and Betty there before she retires.
Oh.
Are you in the market for a new car? Because I'm a broker. I'd love to help you out. It's the least I can do.
Oh, wow, that's so kind of you, Ryan. You know what? Let's just forget about what I'm doing and go for a drive.
You know what? I would actually love something with a little pep, you know? Even though Miss Bell here isn't a fan.
Oh.
Really? See, Joe, I know, like, the little lead on the gas, if you pardon me. In fact, the day we got married, she got a hefty speeding ticket.
Joe scrunches her face.
Wait, what did you say?
The girls listen from the front porch.
Why don't we, go inside. I'll have a glass of wine.
Wait, you were married?
We still are, actually.
Joe looks at Ryan, consumed with guilt.
I thought Joe told you.
Joe looks down, ashamed.
Are married.
Kareem is confused. Joe is embarrassed.
You know, I'm gonna get going. But, I'll let you know about the wheels.
Okay.
The girls walk over to join Kareem and Joe. Ryan gets in the Dodge.
We'll just catch up with you later.
Okay. Tori hands Joe the bowl from inside.
Bye, Joe.
She runs off to her white SUV. Kareem looks over, disappointed. Joe looks down, ashamed.
Cracker?
Kareem sits on the front step of Joe's. She joins him with two glasses of wine. She sits beside him.
I'm so sorry, Kareem. I should have told you right away. I completely understand if you are just totally ticked off.
Kareem sits quietly and shakes his head slightly.
It's all right. We all have a past, and we'll wait until you sort yours.
Well, thank you for not being too upset. Although I'm sure you have tons of questions.
Yeah. Is he a reliable car broker?
Joe is taken back.
Kareem
smirks.
Yeah, I think so.
Good, because Betty's really on her last legs. I mean, practically crawled here.
Joe laughs and exhales deeply.
Ryan and I dated in high school. I was a bit wild back then, and I thought, why not? We're crazy about each other. Let's get married.
Ah, yes. Young love.
Exactly.
Well, I've had some exciting and wild affairs of my own.
Oh? With who?
Well, there was Lana. She was my first love. And then there was Celeste. Absolute spitfire, that one. Then there was Alicia, Vicky, or was it Alexia and Alicia? It gets confusing with twins.
Joe spits out her wine.
Twins. Well, I guess we both learned something new about each other today.
Yeah, but they're all in my past. And I have no doubt that you'll sort yours soon. If you want to.
Of course. Why would I want to stay married to Ryan? But I should probably look over that paperwork, so maybe we take that drive another time?
Yeah.
Kareem gets up and outstretches his hand to help up Joe.
Au revoir, Joe.
Au revoir.
He hands her the wine, kisses her on the cheek as she goes back in the house. Joe closes the door. Kareem looks back. He's hurt. Interior of Burton Preparatory School. The purple and gold banner hangs from the ceiling. Joe is in deep thought, overwatering her plants.
Oh.
She grabs a Kleenex.
Principal Bell?
Simon, come in.
He steps into the office.
How is the soccer going?
The coach is actually going to have me start as center forward.
That's amazing. Your dad must be so proud of you. And not just because you haven't been coming into my office lately.
He is. But he has to work my first game.
Oh.
He says he's going to try to make it before the end. But I was wondering, would it be okay if maybe you were there?
Joe is surprised.
I get it if you can't come.
No. No, I would love to watch you and our team. Count me in.
Yes. Cool. See you at the game.
Simon looks back and gives her a thumbs up. Joe returns the favor. She smiles warmly and exhales deeply. The boys' soccer team cools down on the field. Pylons mark out of bounds. Joe has a bag full of soccer balls.
Is it over?
Ryan joins her.
Did I miss it?
Oh, yeah. Simon's just getting some hydration, but they won. Your son scored the winning goal.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, that's amazing. I can't believe I missed it. Thanks for being here.
Oh, I was happy to.
So, is everything okay with...
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Because I didn't mean to.
It's good.
Hey, I think I'm just going to take Simon to go celebrate, get some ice cream or something.
Mm-hmm.
Is the scoop still a thing?
Oh, yes, and still the best.
It's the best. Do you want to come? I mean, for Simon and the big win.
I don't know.
Sure, it'll mean a lot to him.
Joe reluctantly agrees.
Okay, for Simon.
Still cookies and cream.
Always.
Daytime exterior, the sun over the large trees. The gentleman sits on a park bench. The scoop. Simon kicks the ball beside the path. Joe and Ryan walk together.
We're still in the practice. Almost every day. Him and that ball.
I know it wasn't planned, but did you and Haley ever consider a brother or sister for Simon?
Yeah, I would have liked, but it's got to be with the right person. How about you?
I'd still like it to happen.
Oh, maybe with you and Kareem.
Yeah, maybe.
Joe has a taste of her ice cream cone.
Hey, look, it's the post. Thing's still there?
Joe and Ryan walk over to a small deck.
I don't believe it.
Joe Jones and Ryan Jones forever.
You know, if they ever try and take this down, I might have to tie myself to it in protest.
Simon approaches from behind.
There's no bell. Will you be coming back to our house? I want to show you the go-kart my dad's fixing for me.
Oh, I...
It is pretty cool.
All right.
Joe reaches into her purse and grabs a napkin.
I don't think you call me Joe. At least when we're not in school. Deal?
Deal. Come on, let's go.
All right.
Simon takes Joe's hand and leads the way. Ryan looks on. He looks down at the post and back at Joe. Interior, Ryan's garage. The tires are stacked in a pile.
There you are. Your dad's just getting some sodas.
Simon sits in his go-kart.
Wow, look at this incredible machine.
It resembles an F1.
Guess it goes pretty fast, huh?
I guess.
Simon shrugs a little. Joe sits on the tire beside him.
Hey, you okay?
Simon looks to Joe.
My mom just called. She can't Zoom later because of some meeting.
You know, my parents are still married, but they fight so much that sometimes it feels like they forget about me. So I know how it feels. But your mom hasn't forgotten about you. She just has a lot going on. But you know the good news? You have your dad.
Simon smiles.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Last week he took me to work, and we got a test drive a whole bunch of cars.
Ryan enters.
And he always lets me stay up late on the weekend so we can watch scary movies together.
Really?
Yeah, he gets super scared.
He smiles at Joe.
Well, he sounds pretty cool.
And you're very lucky to have him.
Jo extends her hand to help Simon get out of the go-kart.
I'm gonna go send my mom some pictures of the go-kart.
It's a great idea.
Simon runs off, then turns back to give Jo a huge hug.
Thanks, Jo.
Hey, bud.
Ryan tries to hand Simon a soda.
You're going in such a hurry.
He runs past.
He has some pictures to send to his mom.
Ah, I see.
Ryan hands Jo the soda.
Don't worry, he'll be fine.
They stand in the garage entrance.
He's got the dad of the year.
Well, I try.
Oh, I think you've accomplished your goal. I mean, scary movies? You hate those.
I still get nightmares every night. Just don't tell Simon.
Jo laughs and smiles.
Look, I know you said things were fine with you and Kareem, but I feel responsible.
Ryan, we both said I do.
No, I knew, Jo. I knew we were still married.
What? How could you know and not tell me?
I don't know. I was going to tell you. I wanted... I was never going to get married, so it didn't matter to me.
I don't believe this. See, this is exactly why we didn't work out.
No, Jo, that's not true.
No, Ryan, you are reckless. I mean, you say you've grown up, but other than being a dad, you don't care about anything.
Can you just let me explain?
No, I can't deal with this. Just tell Simon I'll see him at school.
Jo exits angrily.
Do you love him?
She stops in her tracks.
Kareem.
She turns.
Do you love him? The way I loved you?
She tilts her head.
Don't do that.
And turns and walks away. Ryan looks away, disappointed. Jo breaks out the champagne.
Oh, what's the occasion?
I'm raising a glass to my engagement.
Oh.
Jo drinks.
So where is Harper? She offered to pick up the annulment paperwork from City Hall.
Phoebe has dance class. Plus, she forgot the papers anyway.
But Harper doesn't forget anything.
The girls look down, guilty.
Okay, what's going on? Or do I even need to ask?
Tori looks at Nyla.
Listen, Kareem is...
Kareem. Kareem is lovely. He is. But... are you sure you know each other as well as you should? Plus, you and Ryan have
unfinished business.
Well, I am well aware of that. And apparently, so was he.
Niall is confused.
That's right. He knew that we were still married, and he didn't tell me. I mean, who does that?
Jo drinks some champagne.
Someone who's not ready to let go.
Well, maybe, but whatever his reasons, Kareem would never do something like that.
Are you sure? Because I feel like you two have...
Yes, of course I'm sure. We just have a few things that we need to talk about and everything will be fine.
Jo finishes off the champagne.
Let's pop another bottle of champagne, shall we?
She gets up from the table.
Okay, she's fighting this way too hard. If she would just let her emotions lead, we know where she'd land.
Well, yeah, and so does she.
All right.
Jo opens the bottle. Nighttime exterior of Joe's house. Daytime exterior of Joe's house. Jo places her purse on the dining room table. She walks into the kitchen. She pulls her hair over her ears and takes a seat on the couch.
Hey!
The Love Club enters.
We thought you could use some post-celebration grease. Mm-hmm.
For you and my FOMO.
You girls are actually the best.
Well, it's good that you let loose last night.
Tori brings in takeout.
It's been a lot to digest.
Yeah, and you are our tough little nut, and we're your squirrels. So if you ever need to let anything out...
Harper hands Jo a sandwich.
Okay, what that means is your champagne party didn't solve anything.
Okay, fine. You're right, but maybe things are a little bit... messed up.
A little?
Fine, a lot. And if you squirrels really want to know, I wasn't fine the night of the school concert either.
Why? Because Kareem asked you out?
No, because I thought I saw Ryan, and it messed me up for days. It was awful. So to put a stop to it, I went out with Kareem, which worked. I pushed Ryan out of my mind because Kareem was, well, perfect for me. But now Ryan's back, and I can't shake him, and honestly, I don't know what to do.
Tori looks at the other girls.
Well, maybe we'll be able to help you if we know why you annulled your marriage in the first place.
Because we had a fight. We always had a fight. It's why we had no business being together. It's how I was raised, and it's not love.
Except you and Ryan do love each other. Your hot-headedness comes from a place of passion.
Well, if that's the case, definitely have a lot of that.
Yes, you do.
The girls eat their takeout.
I don't know.
Joe shakes her head.
I think maybe it's just the old Joe.
The one you tucked away because Ryan hurt you so much.
Hey, I like old Joe. She's ballsy and fun.
No, and it's not that we don't adore the new Joe. It's just that the two go together like carrots and peas. Mm. They work.
How? Well, the old Joe would take time to sort through all the feelings that she still has.
And the carefree Joe would then follow her heart.
And I think she still knows where that is.
Come on, Joe. You know we're right. Let us have this one.
Tori offers Joe a French fry. Joe accepts. Nighttime exterior of Ryan's house. Joe walks down the pathway. She pauses for a moment. She walks up the front steps and stops at the front door. Haley answers the door.
Hi. Can I help you?
Joe is shocked. Ryan approaches.
Yeah.
It's okay. I got it.
Mom, it's your turn.
Haley turns to join Simon. Ryan steps closer.
Haley surprised us this morning. Apparently she realized she needs to balance her career more with being here with Simon. So.
Right. It's great.
Yeah, I hope so. Is everything okay?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was just bringing by the papers for the annulment.
Right.
Which, oh dear, I seem to have left it home. Stupid me. So I'm going to go, but, you know, we can deal with that whenever. Please say hi to Simon for me. Okay.
Joe turns and walks away. Ryan watches on. Joe turns back and glances at Ryan one last time.
Dad, you're next.
Ryan closes the door. Exterior of Burton Preparatory. Haley walks with Simon down the stairs. They stop at the road as cars cross.
I have to admit, it's nice that Simon has his mom back in his life. But you do know that that doesn't mean she's in Ryan's.
She's Simon's mother. If she's in his life, she's in Ryan's too. But that's fine, because I can't do this anymore. I am getting off this roller coaster and I'm leaving the past behind.
Harper shifts.
What about Kareem?
I don't know.
Joe shakes her head.
Did I tell you how Lance and I met? We were at this frat party. We started talking and we found out that we had so much in common. It all seemed so perfect in the beginning. I'm not giving up, but it's hard. So as tough as this all may seem, if your heart isn't 100% in it, Joe, then wait. Because trust me, after marriage, it only gets harder.
Joe nods.
Okay.
Thank you.
Harper enters her black SUV. Joe watches from beside her Mini. She waves goodbye. she exhales deeply. Karim writes on the whiteboard, "You cry, tu pleures, we love," he stomps. Joe enters Karim's classroom. He puts the whiteboard marker down.
"I was just thinking about you. And as always, here you are, right on time."
"Is everything all right?"
"I don't think so."
Karim shakes his head. Joe looks down.
"I sense you've been conflicted. And in that sense, I feel it would be irresponsible of us if we kept marching forward."
Joe is relieved and saddened.
"I'm so sorry. I tried to fight it, but I couldn't. It's not that I don't think we're a good match, it's just..."
"Yeah, I know. We don't have that young, foolish love that maybe we both need a little bit more of."
Kareem fights back the tears.
"Thank you, Kareem. You're a good man."
He smiles slightly.
"You are a remarkable woman."
He takes her hand and kisses the back.
"Bonne chance, Joelle."
"Et toi?"
Joe smiles. Kareem quickly exits. Joe stands saddened. City clerk's office, marriage licenses, and ceremonies. The clerk hands Joe an envelope.
"Thank you."
She looks down at it thoughtfully. She turns and walks away. Exterior of Ryan's house.
"Pretty good, but maybe just tighten that one up."
He and Simon work on the go-kart.
"Like this?"
Joe parks at the end of the driveway.
"That's perfect."
Ryan turns, noticing her.
"Hey, can you go grab me a chain arm from the garage?"
"Yeah."
Joe approaches with paperwork in hand as Simon walks away. Ryan walks to meet Joe.
"Got the annulment papers this time."
Joe presents the envelope.
"I'm sorry about the other night."
"No need to be sorry. As I said, I'm just dropping the papers off. Not that they matter anymore, because I'm not engaged."
Ryan is surprised.
"What?"
"But Simon must be thrilled his mom's back."
Simon approaches.
Yeah, she is. He is. Yeah, she seems committed."
"Well, that's great. I'm so happy for you. Both of you."
"Joe, I think we should talk."
"I should go."
"Joe, did you come by to try out the go-kart?"
"Actually, no, I can't. But you and your dad will have fun. And maybe your mom?"
"She's coming by again tonight, right, Dad?"
Ryan nods.
"Yeah, she is."
Comforting Simon.
"That's great. Well, have fun. Drive the speed limit."
Joe smiles at Ryan.
"Bye."
Joe closes her eyes.
"Just give me a sec."
Saddened.
"Joe? Joe, don't do this again. Joe. Principal Bell."
Joe opens the car door and stops.
"Bye, Ryan."
She gets into the car. Starts it up.
"Dad?"
Simon approaches.
"Are you okay?"
Joe drives off.
"Yeah, 100%. All right, let's fire this thing up, huh?"
Ryan and Simon walk back towards the go-kart. He looks back towards Joe. Interior of Joe's house.
"I hate this."
She cries on Nyla's shoulder.
"I didn't think it would hurt this bad, but it feels exactly like when I thought I had it annulled the first time."
"That's the thing about aging. Our skin might get looser, our joints not as limber, but our hearts, they stay just as vulnerable."
Harper joins them.
"You got that right."
Tori sits beside Nyla.
"What about Kareem?"
"Like the gentleman he is, he knew it was best to end it."
"Which is why he'll find his person.
Hey, maybe it's one of those twins he was telling you about.
I'm still so surprised by that.
Well, not as surprising as our wild Joe, who I'm guessing still has some stories from her past.
Maybe a few. Ugh. But right now, I'm just gonna focus on being Principal Bell. But don't worry. If anything came out of this, I think I learned that a little bit of the old Joe mixed with the new Joe wasn't so bad.
Carrots and peas. Carrots and peas.
The Love Club hugs.
Oh, love you, girls.
Love you, too.
Haley hugs Simon.
I love you.
Love you, too. Good night, Mom.
He waves goodbye. Haley walks down the sidewalk and driveway with her carry-on behind her. Her ride waits at the end of the driveway. The chauffeur opens the door. Ryan and Simon go back inside.
Dad, is it too late to watch the scary movie?
You can if you get totally ready for bed. Teeth and everything, okay?
Deal.
Simon runs up the stairs. Ryan looks over at the envelope. He takes it off the side table. Reaches inside for the documents. He reads them over. Joel Bell, Ryan Jones.
Dad?
Hey, those don't look like PJs.
There's no more toothpaste.
Oh, I'll grab some from the pantry.
Ryan hastily stuffs the documents between the staircase railings. Simon notices them and picks them up. He slowly walks down the stairs. He begins to read the document.
Marriage? Whoa.
Simon looks up with a devilish little grin. Aerial daytime exterior, outside of Burton Preparatory.
You have the tickets?
The girls sort fair supplies.
You know, I just can't believe that two people who are so obviously destined to be together can't find their way back to one another.
Well, they can't say we didn't try.
Excuse me?
Simon approaches them.
Hi. You're all Joe and Principal Bell's friends, right?
Yes, we are. Is everything okay?
Not really. I know my dad and Principal Bell are married, and I need help making sure they stay that way. Can you help me?
Nyla and Harper look at each other.
Absolutely. Well, looks like Tori's gonna have to put those acting skills to use again.
Yeah. Come on. Hey, how did you know they were married? It was supposed to be a big secret.
I have my ways.
Harper shuts the hatch. Daytime exterior of the fair. The strongman sledgehammer game. A bouncy castle. A small group of boys run through the fair. Fun fair. Dunk tank. One ball, $1. Six balls, $5. Joe walks down the hallway.
Kyle, I expect you to lead the obstacle course out there.
She high-fives the student.
Lucas!
Lucas skids to a stop.
Hurry up, the fair starts in 5 minutes.
Lucas and the other boys run off down the hallway. Burton School, the Love Club. Joe enters her office.
Oh, Simon.
Simon spins around in her chair.
Were you sent to my office?
He shrugs.
Kind of.
Okay, well, do we have to call your dad, or is this something we can work out?
Hey.
Ryan rushes in.
Just got a call.
Oh.
You need to work this out, you and Dad. Because I saw the way you were around each other. Dad, you were happy. Not just when we were, like, goofing around. And you weren't just Principal Bell. You were Joe.
Simon, your dad and I really enjoy each other's company.
But that's just grown-up stuff. And from where I'm sitting, I see two people who got married and should stay married.
They look at each other.
You need to work it out. And you're both in detention until you do.
Joe is surprised and shocked. She and Ryan share a look. Simon grins. The pair of them sit behind desks in detention.
Well, I guess it's true what they say. Kids never cease to surprise you.
They are very perceptive.
Yes, they are. Because Simon's right. Joe, the reason I never got our marriage annulled when I found out we were still married is because I thought In some bizarre way, maybe it would bring us back together. But for me, it's always been you, Joe. Just you.
But it hasn't.
Joe turns to Ryan.
Simon has a mom. That's what he needs right now.
Yeah, he does. But he also needs you. Because I need you. Nobody else makes me feel the way you do, Joe. And they never will. Joe, if you want to get an annulment, I'll do it. But I think we'd be crazy not to give this another shot. Also, I really hate being in detention.
Joe moves in closer.
It does kind of stink. And the fair is going on.
They kiss. They stand and embrace.
Simon is a smart kid.
Oh, yeah, he is. Sure you're ready for this?
Seriously? I'm a principal.
Yeah, I'm never going to get used to that. And I should tell you, as smart as he is, he was not the one who called me to get me over here.
I think I might know who that was.
Daytime exterior at the fair.
Okay.
Which Joe is this?
I can't believe she's doing this.
I can't.
The entire gang watches on. Joe sits atop the dunk tank.
All right, who's brave enough to dunk this principal?
Woo! Oh my God!
All right, take your best shot.
Lucas winds up, throws the ball, hits a bullseye. Joe goes in the dunk tank. Everyone applauds. Ryan runs over, grabs a towel, and brings it to Joe.
Miss Bell! Woo!
Well, Miss Bell, you're officially principal.
Ryan wraps the towel around her and draws her in for another kiss.
Oh, okay. Now she's just breaking all the rules.
She sure is.
The girls watch on as the couple passionately kisses. Someone rings the bell and the strong man swings. End credits roll.